B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Happy Friday.
We made it. 5 days.
We made it.
Here's my question.
We made it.
Yes.
We had some fun today.
Are we?
A lot of sports. It feels like we're starting to get back into what we do. You know, from a job perspective, from a watching TV perspective.
Yeah, there's things to watch.
From a fandom perspective, yeah. And when Schleppy comes back Monday, where the hell's he sitting?
There's Schleppy. We mean Schleppy.
Artie.
Who you calling Schleppy?
Where are we putting him?
Where McCone is.
You gotta go to
or room. I'll go there. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I ain't going to that room.
I mean, it might.
No, I go in that room.
It might be easier because I can see everybody from that side. Like right now, if McCone speaks, I have to do the.
See, T-Bone couldn't do that. The T-Bone, you could not put T-Bone in the
it's
middle.
It's just he's behind me, so T-Bone. it's not ideal. Like, but when Hardy's here, Hardy talks a lot and is a bigger part of the show.
Well, see, the problem
is that might be the way it has to be. I don't know.
We'll probably have to defer to corporate Jim, and Jim would have to decide most of this stuff.
Well, we'll probably put a plan, 12-part plan in place.
Because people like to talk to Hardy. You know, like, if they know Hardy's in there and he's alone, and he has the ability to cut his mic off and on.
Right, nobody
would
talk to
me. And they're not going
to
disrupt you and me talking that, you know, hey, Hardy, can you do the puppets for end of the week? Did you do it? Yeah, did you do squeaky?
Right, people will be tempted to walk in that door and talk to him.
Yeah.
They will not be tempted to walk in and talk to me. No one likes to talk to me.
No, you bite them.
No one cares. Yeah.
Wait, so next Monday you want to go in that room? Is that what you're saying?
I don't care. I'm just saying that it might be better because I can see everyone one direction the way I'm typically on the end.
Then can I sit in my normal seat?
In front of me.
If you sit where Zoe sits and then Zoe goes in the control booth.
But then I can't see you guys.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
You're right.
that's so nuts.
That's the problem over here.
Yeah, don't leave him by himself.
Yeah.
I can do lots of things in there. Lots of buttons to touch.
Yeah, you're going to put a board in front of Zoe? You want to do that?
No, they told me I can't touch any screen in there because everything's touch
I know,
screen.
Everything's touch screen.
I want to touch it so bad.
Oh, though, you can literally, like, McCone could turn that computer around and fire off the commercials right now if he wanted to.
Do it. You going to eat mayonnaise today, boy? Speak.
I got to pull his mic up. Hang on.
Is it going to be cold?
You there?
You can make it freezing cold. You can put it in a microwave for 10 minutes.
McCone, did you delete your tweet from yesterday? The original?
What, the Providence station make you take it down?
He did. I knew he did.
Did they make you take it
down?
That
he'd have the 30 ounces of mayonnaise down by his first headlines.
Give me it. Go get it off your shelf. I'm going to put it right next to
you. For $300.
I want you to feel heavy that bottle.
Why don't you get a feel for it first?
I didn't know how big it was. That's a lot of mayonnaise.
That's what she said.
30 ounces.
It's in the fridge.
It's a standard size jar.
I can't do it at 10 a.m. noontime hour.
We'll give you whatever time you need. If you want the entire show to do it, I'd give you the entire show.
Oh, no. We're not going to sit there and nibble,
right?
Nibble.
I can chase it.
I think you should be able to chase.
No. I want you to watch the video the Beatle tweeted out yesterday.
I watched
that's the viral video that caught my attention on Facebook and made me nauseated.
She's the world record holder for the amount of mayonnaise.
She's kind of hot, by the way.
She's not hot anymore. She ain't hot anymore.
She ate four jars of mayonnaise in 3 minutes.
Imagine the dookie she took that night.
3 minutes. Four big jars in 3 minutes is what she ate. on the mayonnaise, and she was using, it looked to be a serving spoon, not a tablespoon.
I'm still
definitely not a teaspoon. It looked like a serving spoon.
It was like one of those cake batter spreaders. It was a cake
I think McCone liked the fact that she was able to put that entire spoon in her mouth.
Swallow that stuff.
I mean, the entire spoon.
Hey, I'm still waiting for a Captain Sound Effect here. Corporate Jim to, RB producer Jim to like get a good mayonnaise. Sounder.
There's no mayonnaise sounders.
Yeah, it's
so
like when you put, when you put on bread, like
that's not a thing. No, there's no sound there.
It's like, it's gotta be.
Oh,
it's
not a squeeze. It's not a squeeze bottle.
It's a squirt bottle.
But yeah. It's not. Most mayonnaise comes in a jar.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't watch that video last night, what'd you watch last night?
That's a good question. I watched the Bruins until they were down 3-0, and then I did not watch another second of that game. I was flipping back and forth during that time.
I started
the first
Bruins.
Period.
I started Bruins.
Between the Red Sox and the Bruins. And then when the Bruins went down 3-0, I said, that's the end of me watching the Bruins tonight. I'm done with this.
When it felt like they started to go through the motions a little bit, and it's, hey, you know what? It's a preseason game. And then you listen to Billy Jaffe there in that first intermission. He's like, you know what? The Bruins do not care about the score right now. They do not care about the score. I'm like, okay, I'm done. But he's right. And that's the way I feel when we do the preseason football games. It's not about the score. It's about how's your first units look, right? How do they move the ball?
Right.
How many first downs? Did you get a 12-play drive? Okay, well, how the first three line changes look? How'd Tuukka look? First goalie out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what you question yourself with. And you look at the expression on Cassidy's face. You could tell just how that night was probably going to go. And I said, okay, let's take a peek at the baseball game. And then you find out, wow, they got a lead again. They got another lead. And then that Fox broadcast sucked me in. The audible crowd that you could hear that they had jacked up. But not only did they have the crowd noise jacked up during the broadcast, they perfected every play, whether it was a bang-bang play, a double play, you know, second to first, or high fly ball deep to the track, the moans, or an overthrow. They had it perfect. Whoever's pushing the buttons for Fox nailed it. And it was so energetic, the crowd in the background, that it felt like you were watching a playoff baseball game. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the New York uniforms and the bright lights, and you know, like you texted us, man. Look at these helmets the Mets got, man. These things are sweet. And I'm just, it just, wow, that felt like, okay, we got sports back.
I do like the Mets helmets.
I like
That's
the Mets uniform.
Thing.
I like the orange and blue. I like that.
Completely off topic.
Yeah, but
Zoe and I are in lockstep on what type of helmets we like in sports.
Everything. Gloss, I'm all
baby.
About the helmet.
Give me the gloss. No matte.
See, don't ever give matte. Don't ever go to a matte helmet.
Take those matte helmets and trash them. They're junk.
Pull out the old Randy Moss, shiny Viking helmet, and then look at this crappy matte thing they have. Disgusting. Yeah.
The Mets batting helmets, I hope they caught your eye the way they did. For me,
it's funny.
They've got like
that.
A foil NY logo. Do you notice that? It's like a metallic foil look that the orange NY. Wow, look at these batting. These are sharp.
You know what it is? It's very similar to the Cub colors in the Cub uniform. So when I was a kid, we used to go to Dairy Queen all the time. And this is back in the day when Dairy Queen was really, really on top of their game. And they gave
not
you
not on top of their game
they
anymore?
Are now.
What is that?
They are now. But because
they are now. Okay.
No, they are. But but you were able to order a Sunday during baseball season.
Proud sponsor
season.
Of 98.5
sure.
Sports.
Sure. No, listen to me. And Ted knows this. My man Ted in Bellingham. And Ted probably remembers this when he was a kid. When you were a kid, you could order a Sunday, and it was in an upside-down mini batting helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite one was the Cubs and the Mets one. For whatever reason. I just like the colors blue and orange and red and that mixed together. I said, this is cool. And I used to collect them all. And I couldn't wait for my dad to take me down to Dairy Queen to get the sundae and the upside-down batting helmet. They don't still do that. They should. They
I mean,
should reincorporate
you can go to Fenway Park and get that. You get the soft serving helmet.
Yeah, but you get the Red Sox helmet.
Used to be, I think, Baskin-Robbins locally when we had those. You could get those.
Yeah,
helmet. That, ice cream in the helmet.
Pretty cool concept. I think maybe we should bring back.
Oh, yeah, wild concept.
Hear that, Dairy Queen?
Upside down plastic helmet. That's what's going to bring the kids.
Make kids like
with
baseball.
With all the
again.
Stuff these kids have these days, the upside down batting helmet is going to bring them back. That's what's going to bring them back to
my
baseball.
My kid likes collecting those though. He likes the mini helmets and he likes all that crap.
They need to make it era correct though and have like the double ear flap and the little thing that comes down over the chin.
Right.
No.
Is it a lefty or a righty batting helmet?
Your protection schemes.
Those cheap, crappy helmet. Those are what they actually wore in their head back in that day.
I know. That looked like the actual helmet with no ear flaps, like Yaz. Like, oh, look at Gaz's batting helmet.
First time I ever went to a Pirate game, my grandpa took me. He got me the Bucko gold one, the batting helmet as a kid. I wore it to school. People thought I'd fall down all the time, hit my head or something.
It was plastic.
Yeah.
Like a plastic Pirates batting helmet.
Yeah,
that's good.
Awesome.
By the way, that would look good on Jim's shelf. Nice collection of old ice cream batting helmets.
Pirates painter's cap. Those old 70s painter's cap Pirates.
You know what I have at home? I have a old school Giants mini helmet signed by Steve DiAussi. My gift, Jim.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We like that one.
That is a good one.
That's cool. Is it a full? Wait, is it a mini helmet?
It's a mini helmet.
Awesome. It'll fit.
I think Mark Bavaro's on there, too.
That's a good one. DiAussi and Bavaro added to the shelf.
Oh,
so that's our question. What'd you watch last night? What was everybody watching? And if you watched the Bruins, how disappointed are you in that showing last night?
Yeah, it's geeked up as you were heading into that. But the whole pomp and circumstance with the hockey,
that sucked the life out of the game. When they sucked early, you're like, oh, well, this is not fun anymore. Hockey's not back. Nope, not back. I will not hold that. By the way, same rule for me personally applies to the Bruins as it does the Celtics. Anything that goes wrong in these exhibition games, I will not hold it against them. The Bruins looked like ass last night. I don't care. It's an exhibition game. And if they were to look great last night, I wouldn't read into it. And because they look bad, I'm not reading into it. Works both ways.
But they look a little small. Listen, I
said this with the Celtics. I'm sorry, but the mentality of players when they play in these games is just not the same. It just isn't.
I think if anything, they're trying to protect themselves a little bit.
Yes.
So like you're not cutting it loose 100% because you know what the ultimate thing is. I think you're trying to get yourself right. Football players do it too. You played about 80-85% in preseason.
I think the best stuff you read in preseason when you're trying to read things from individual players is the guys who are fighting for jobs and have to have the mentality of having the best performance.
Yeah, bubble guys.
And you exactly. Over the years, you go back and look at the guys, the Malcolm Butlers of the world. Guys who are fighting to have a roster spot. That's who you sort of look at and say, I'm curious to see how this guy plays in a preseason game because he has to go all out.
Yeah. Hey,
whereas guys like the Bruins, these guys aren't. This isn't preseason.
What do you take good out last night?
It's a warm up to get back in a real game.
Halak didn't let three in. I know that
he didn't.
He looked pretty good.
He didn't. Yeah. I'm not going to bash Tuukka for last night.
Tuukka's your guy.
It's not because of that. It's just
No. I'm saying, but
exhibition.
Tuukka, if you're going to win the whole freaking thing, and if you need to be right, Tuukka needs to be great.
Turn the lights on and make it real, and then we can start talking about how the teams are and where they're at. That's how I feel about these games right now, and they're the most. Being played under the most unique circumstances ever right now. This has never been done like this. So I'm not too keen on, breaking this down.
Yeah. We'll get to it, though. I mean, I thought Jack and Brick sounded good, too.
Broadcast sounded good over on Nesson. I also thought many Red Sox fans probably got their first dose of Fox baseball last night. If they didn't catch any of the games last weekend, they saw a game on Fox for the first time.
Boy, did Fox do their homework and get ready.
And I'm guessing it had to have surprised you or made you happy, or maybe you hated it, but I think we should revisit some comments that Joe Buck made 2.5 months ago with Andy Cohen. We played the comments over and over and over again, and Joe Buck was sort of a jerk on Twitter that day, and we had fun with it, and we ripped Buck, and we ripped Fox,
pompous
and we ripped
ass,
everybody.
You pompous ass. You.
Let's get back to that. Let's revisit that. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
2-2. And he got him! And the Red Sox win it. Back-to-back nights at Brandon Workman closes out the Mets. And the Red Sox come to New York and win both.
A lot of things coming up today. Judd Surratt is going to join us at 11. We'll talk to him about his experience calling the Bruins last night. NASCAR tickets to give away at 12:50 as well. We've done that every day this week. All right, Joe Buck. Let's listen to Joe Buck. You heard something from the game broadcast. Now you got to hear something from Joe Buck from 2.5 months ago. If you listen to the show every day, you've heard it. This was while everyone was quarantined and at home, so maybe you didn't catch this when it happened. Maybe you were, you know, working or something.
Trying to come to grips with what we were about ready to embark
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we were right in the middle of it when this all went down. But
were we?
Joe Buck. What month? Here's a question. What month of 2020 has sucked the most?
I'm going to go May. May and April.
April and May were
April, you had to tease.
Terrible.
You had to tease of reopening, but the weather was so atrocious.
I'd say May. Like middle of April, the middle of May.
That rain. Remember we had stretches where it rained every day?
So this happened right in that. And this was Joe Buck talking to Andy Cohen. And Andy Cohen does... You know, what is Andy Cohen's job exactly?
Super host,
like,
sort of.
Really?
Like, yeah. He's the entertainment version of...
I was just thinking, someone said
Jim
the other
Gray.
Day...
He's the entertainment version
you
of
and I
Gray.
Were talking about Andy Cohen, what, two days ago?
Yeah, he was doing a Skype.
During a break, he was on TV and Zoe and I started talking about Andy Cohen.
He had gray hair because he hasn't been out anywhere.
Right, he's got long gray hair
now.
Who
is that?
Andy Cohen...
I watch him on Real Housewives when he does the sit-downs.
He's the sit-down on Real Housewives. He's a super host. Yeah. Super host Andy Cohen.
Yeah, he's a safe host.
He interviewed Joe Buck about what Fox was planning at the time.
You sure this wasn't Lifshitz?
This was great. This was fun. Let's listen to it.
I think it's about riding the crowd and figuring out when the crowd is at its loudest, when the crowd is at its most excited or most pissed off or whatever it might be. And then you have to respect that and you have to shut up. So going into this season coming up, and that comes with a huge asterisk, and hopefully there is a season, there's probably going to be a season in doing games with no fans, which will be difficult. I think Fox and these networks have to put crowd noise under us to make it as
do you think
normal
they'll do that?
Viewing experience at home.
You think they'll do that?
I do. Yeah, I
really?
Think they'll do it. I know. In fact, I know they'll do it. And they are to the
that's,
point
that's
now
the conversation right now.
That's it's pretty much a done deal. I think whoever's going to be at that control is going to have to be really good at their job and be realistic with how a crowd would react depending on what just happened on the field. So it's really important. And then on top of that, they're going to put they're looking at ways to put virtual fans in the stands. So when you see a wide shot, it looks like the stadium's jam packed, and in fact, it'll be empty.
That's wild.
Man, that's our favorite drop of the quarantine.
It's like over and under.
Andy
like the
Cohen.
Podcast. Yes. That's wild.
Back, wow. It'll be empty.
That's wild.
Awesome.
Joe, I take the over on Jaylen Brown. It's plus 18 and a half.
So just to refresh everyone's memory, after that interview, Sports Illustrated put out a tweet that said, Joe Buck says Fox Sports will add crowd noise and virtual fans.
What did they have their S together
during
back in the day, huh?
NFL broadcast this season. Joe Buck then flipped out on Twitter. Do you remember this? He had a meltdown.
Yeah.
Amazing, the headline doesn't match what I said, which is just a blatant lie if you listen to what he said. I mean, this was ridiculous when this happened. Didn't think that happened at places like SI. This is like Tom Caron Be Better right here.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saying for over a month, including on HBO in April, we played that too when he talked to Brian Gumbel, that some ambient crowd noise under a broadcast is a simple, necessary tool to normalize the viewing experience at home. There's no traditional take on this topic. It's new territory. Hoping stadiums are full and all is normal. If not, then it's a blank canvas. And he goes on to talk about crowd noise being an enormous piece of the puzzle, blah, blah, blah. But he flipped out that SI said Fox Sports will add crowd noise and virtual fans. And we all flipped out, too, because we thought it was a terrible idea.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I don't want to hear fake
Give it
crowd.
To me real. You're sort of a journalist. You're supposed to document what's actually happening.
Right.
We don't need video games. We don't need your fake crowd noise.
Did we land on the moon or not? Did we land on the moon or not?
We flipped out about this. And this is what we're learning about these times. We quickly can change our opinions.
Boy, am I wrong, though? Zoe, weren't you on this crowd noise thing from the beginning? Because you said you would need it.
Yeah,
I said I need the juice, yes, of the game. When I need energy. I need energy in the building.
Or else you start ordering pizzas like Max does.
Let me just say, Fox Sports has gone full video game. They've got fake stands in the outfield. They got fake fans in the outfield, in the stands. They've got fake sound effects throughout the game for everything that happens in the game.
Wild.
And I think it's wonderful.
Buck nailed it.
I think it's wonderful on Fox. Let me just say that. I don't think it's great on a lot of the local broadcasts. It's fine. It's not offensive. Well,
you're at a different level, though.
But as I said, you know, I said this yesterday or the day before, the resources at Fox are much better and greater for a national broadcaster like Fox than the other networks.
So if a play-by-play guy knew all the details and intricacies of what is going to entail and what you're going to need to do in a broadcast, and it's really not in the building, you know, holding meetings with all the tech people or the people that really make the thing go, you know, like the Dennis Knutsons, the
right.
the board ops, the sound guys, the mic controllers. If he knew that then, they were so far ahead of this, and that's a credit to Fox for sort of brainstorming and, hey, this is what it could end up like in 5 minutes, and we need to be ready to go. And Buck said it there. He said, whoever's job it is.
All right, do we owe him an apology?
Now, that sounds
so real.
It sounds like that's late seventh inning, you know, series is tied 2-2, and it's a divisional series, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's
like,
over the top.
It's over
third inning. That was third inning, 2-1.
It's over the top, but I don't hate it.
It's over the top, but me, you know, Mr. Like, hey, I better be sucked into this game. I'm sitting there, holy crap, I'm turning my TV up more. And my sound system, I'm like, this is great. You and I, we're going back and forth. The team, this sounds unbelievable. And Buck nailed it. He said, whoever that person is.
Needs to be good.
Needs to understand flow of the game, when it's good, when it's bad. And I'm going to have to learn how to lay out or talk more because I'm the play-by-play guy. But normally I let those situations breathe. And that's what Bob does. Same type of thing. But that person's great at Fox, whoever knows it. Like, it's anticipating the hit, the score.
They've got everything, though. It's not just the gameplay.
But imagine what
the home crowd booing a visiting pitcher for throwing over to first.
Imagine what the board must look like.
They've thought of everything.
Double play for home team. Good. Press that
Did
one.
Did you catch the cheering on a foul ball into the stands last night?
Yeah.
As if someone in the
down
stands.
Down the right line.
As if someone in the stands had made a catch.
Yeah, it was down the fly, like, down the right line.
Hilarious. I told you guys the other day there was a swing and a miss on a second strike of an at-bat.
Yeah.
At Wrigley on Saturday. And it was like the appropriate cheer from a crowd.
Yep.
To get the second strike in the at-bat of a swing and a miss. Wasn't a strikeout. It was just a good pitch and an off-balance swing that sort of made the batter look foolish because it got a natural, like, yeah, all right, you know, like people cheering for the strike. It was great.
Man, did you hear the horn last night? Never charge in the background. But it wasn't over the top charge. It was like,
it's not
section 306, charge, yell charge.
It's not bad. It's good.
What do they start,
I can't believe it.
What do they start doing the wave?
I can't believe it's good.
Wave. I want the virtual wave now. I want it to take off.
I don't want the wave. I don't ever want the wave. I don't need the wave in real life. I don't need it virtually.
What if Nesson,
do we need to apologize to Joe Buck? I can't. He claims he never said it.
He tried to tell you something, and we really didn't want to hear it.
But then he said he didn't say it.
Yeah, he backed off of it.
He denied saying it. He denied saying it, well, and he was
NFL
extremely
got,
rude.
You know how sensitive the
to
NFL is.
SI and everybody else on Twitter.
Maybe I just won't do interviews anymore.
I would say it was like his lie about that offended me more than anything else. But I did not like the idea of the crowd noise. I was not on board with that. But I could tell you that Fox, I'm on board with their crowd noise.
What about Nesson? If they could get the virtual crowd and have them sway to Sweet Caroline when everybody's singing, it's so good. So good.
They would invest in something like
that. I'm not joking.
They
probably talked about it.
They would do that. Yeah. Cam Newton arrived at Gillette Stadium. We'll tell you the latest on Cam Newton. Zoe has issues, of course. And the unboxing of today's shelf items for Jim Louth at 10:50. Here's McCone with the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cam Newton, Patriots starting quarterback Cam Newton. McCone's already laughing. He's here, baby. Cam Newton era has begun in Foxborough as Cam Newton has put up a social media post of his arrival in Foxborough. Mm. What'd you make of it, Zoe? What do you think?
I'm finishing my donut. Just give me a second.
What are you eating?
A donut.
Yeah. A donut and a cup. What, you got a cup of donut there? What is, how did that?
No, it was a little piece left
over. Oh, you're eating
it
and then you took a drink.
A little piece left over in the counter.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I left it there yesterday.
All right.
It's interesting. You know, you can see he is definitely at Gillette Stadium, right there by our little friend out there at the little guard booth. And good to see Martha. Hope she's still out there.
Right. It's so, I don't know if we have it on TV or not.
I want you, if NBC Sports Boston could put it up from his Twitter.
I don't know if they can.
Bang it up there.
But it's a picture from, he's in the passenger side seat of a car.
In the rear seat.
Rear seat of some sort.
So he is being driven there.
And you know, one of his crew members.
It's a rather large rear window.
Takes his picture.
Yep. So somebody is sitting next to him, handling him.
Here's my favorite part about this picture. You know they had to have stopped the car, right?
Of course. And I know Brady had his crew follow him around for stuff, but they were doing documentaries.
You could just sort of see the silhouette of Cam. It's not a great photo of him. What the photo really is of Gillette Stadium.
He looks like a pissed off dog, though. He looks like a pissed off dog. I mean, that's what you're getting.
And he is on his way into the stadium. And this was sent out this morning at 9:36 a.m. It says, "What's popping?" Cam Newton at Gillette Stadium.
Nice. I'll say that. Hey, what's popping?
Cam Newton has arrived. Cam Newton is in the building.
Is it his third test that he passed? And
I don't know. I just know that he's there.
Today is the first day they would be allowed in the facility.
Listen, I just know that he's there, and I'm excited about it.
I want them to get their ass in there and get going, because the Chiefs had their freaking team meetings already. Like, all week, Andy Reid up there in a full shield. Patrick Mahomes eating in the back. Kelsey down here chomping on stuff, taking notes. They're ready to run it back, they say. Let's go. We got to get in the building. Get going. But somebody's driving him. He could have driven there himself from the hotel. You know? Video yourself. Mickelson does it going in. Here I come. Entering the facility. Going to hit stick greens. You know, bomb drives all day, baby. You can do those something. Like, it's so staged. So staged.
What's your problem with Cam Newton?
I'm not.
It's social media. It's all staged.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Cam?
They all do it. I mean, Edelman's a goofball on social media with the squad.
Brady does it too.
Brady's worse than anybody right now with his.
Well, he's pushing product.
Brady would have waited till the afternoon to go through the 75 pictures and approve the one he wanted up on his site and then put it up later in the afternoon.
Yeah, right. You got to make sure you look good.
Whereas Cam has a crew that just makes sure he looks good.
Yeah. Oh, Cam looks good. No doubt about that.
He's a great marketer. I'm not going to lie. Cam Newton is great at this stuff.
He should get into WWE.
I mean, these are his guys.
WWE-esque, like
that he hired. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it is. For in terms of selling himself, he does a great job at it.
He's the opposite of Gronkowski. Yes. Gronk's promotional team not too good.
I just think this whole online image of his is carefully crafted.
Sure.
Is what I believe it is.
I'm intrigued by it because I like the spelling and how everything's different.
It's his own thing.
Yeah. It's his own thing.
What
it's
is that? What do you call that? I don't know what to call that, but it's wild.
It's like Greek font. I don't know.
It's all kinds of mixed up fonts.
I guess it's like Game of Thrones type crap, they say.
Is that? Well, okay.
I
wonderful.
Don't watch that, but yeah.
It's like, so I don't think you have a problem with Cam Newton. I think you just want to be right that Stidham ends up with the job.
I think that's what it is, too.
I don't think you have any problems with Newton. I just think you want to be right.
Why do you think I have a problem with Newton?
Because everything you say comes across as if you have a problem with him.
If Newton,
what's he doing driving him? Why doesn't he drive himself?
If Newton
why does he have a camera crew with him?
Why is he in the back seat? What's he got
this?
Someone driving him? What's he got, a limo?
You know, my problem
what is it, a Bentley?
Here's my problem.
All these things.
My problem. Should be like Stidham. His wife should just video everything.
Do we have the sound, by the way, T-Bone, that you sent the other day?
She's a problem.
We need to get to that, too. This is the perfect time to do it.
We're fair and balanced.
You want to be fair and balanced
here,
so.
We're fair and balanced, like Fox.
That's right.
Fair and balanced.
Oh, you're worried about all the social media. Maybe it's not Stidham himself, but
right.
The family members.
She started to piss me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hang out the linemen more. Eating salads. Well, go eat ribs. Go eat ribs and steaks with the linemen.
They had a big surprise last week. Big surprise. And it turned out to be what? A dog?
Get a real dog.
A little dog. A little dog.
A little one with blue eyes.
Little dog. Yeah.
Those dogs are expensive. Kostowski got one.
A little dog.
Yeah. Those are like $5,000-$6,000.
You want to be a dog, be a dog. You
be
know?
A dog. Be a pissed
Cam
off
Newton's
dog.
Cam Newton's a dog.
I don't have a problem with Newton. The problem I have is his assumption of I'm the guy and it's my job. My job to lose. Like, you got to come in here and you got to earn it. We've been taught for 20 years you earn your job.
Cam Newton's never been taught that. Cam Newton's always been the star.
Maybe he needs to be taught that this
Cam
month.
Newton was the star on his college team, obviously the star on his high school team.
I watch every college game.
And he was the star on his NFL team. Why? Tell me this.
Have you listened to me against him on broadcast? I mean, I love Cam Newton.
Why would Cam Newton come in and act like he's fighting it out with Jarrett Stidham? He's above that. He is. He's a star. League MVP. Jarrett Stidham's never started a game in his life. I have no problem with Cam Newton coming in here and acting like it's his job. Because if it isn't his job and he doesn't play like it's his job in camp, it won't be his job. It's not like Bill feels that way or the team does. But let's just hope that his play on the field and his preparation matches his attitude, which is I'm the guy. If you're the guy, you've got to put in the work. And I assume he knows that.
The best thing for me calling games and the best thing for us as a sports talk radio show here in this city is for him and Belichick to find a way to make this work and for them to catch this thing and take it by the horns and run with it and be different this year, right? Their success is based on, we want them to be good. The best case scenario is for Newton to win the job and come out guns and blazing and be the pissed off dog and go out there and play great in the contract year. That is great for everybody. The team, the fan base, us, the coaches, the players.
I don't want Cam Newton coming in like, oh, I gotta beat out these other guys. No, forget that.
It's a little, I respect the cockiness. Kind of.
I don't want that from him.
I kind of dig the cockiness of it. It's got a T.O. feel to it, is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, T.O., I'm the man. Like,
no, I think it has a Tom Brady feel. You know, when he was drafted in the 6th round and then he told the owner, I'm the best decision you ever made. Now, that's absurdity. Like, this guy's established. He can come in and act like he's the starter because he is. All right, what's going on with Stidham?
Obviously, a couple weeks ago, we got Bro, literally 2 weeks ago, which is one huge life change in itself. But the other life change, dun, 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 we got a house. So we're moving.
Oh, hold on. And hold on.
Oh, yay. They got a house.
Oh,
they're moving.
I thought they got Alice, and that was the dog's name.
No, but here's what I find interesting. Where
that's like if dog's name's Bro.
Yeah, great name. Where's the where are they moving to? This is what I find interesting.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
Okay.
Want to hear it?
We're renting, obviously, but we are moving to Foxborough, which we're so excited. So the next couple weeks are going to be, or actually, we're not moving till the end of August.
All right.
Well, that's not going to do him any good during camp. But
so his main guy, Andrews, lives down there in Foxborough. He's down there by Gronk. I bet you they're going to be living in that Gronkowski plan.
Think they bought the Gronk house?
I think they bought a house around there. There's a lot of new big ones popping up back there. Okay, so he named
Foxborough, reasonable real estate in Foxborough. That's a good town to move to.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It really is.
They really, really cleaned it up over the years. And not that it was bad. No, not that it was bad. You know what I mean? They redid the roads. Back there on 140, the town center, like everything is restored.
That's I tell you, Foxborough's a nice little town.
They built that massive complex back there, nice athletic complex. It was the old state school where we used to practice. I'm talking about that area.
That's like all condos now.
And now it's all condos, brand new houses. It's the back way into the stadium.
Yeah,
from the Fidelity Way there. The fact he named the dog Bro, I'll give him a break there. That's okay, as long as he didn't name it Bruh, like Bruh, Bruh,
Bruh. Right?
That's like the. Who's the swimmer?
But they're moving, though. Why Foxborough? Going to be putting in a lot of work?
A lot of work.
Going to be long hours, a lot of work going in over there.
Did you catch what she said, though?
What?
Renting, not buying.
No, I thought you meant they were renting now.
Renting now, buying in Foxborough, Jim. Play it again.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought we're moving. Oh, renting, not buying.
Oh, okay. I thought they were saying they were renting currently.
Obviously, a couple weeks ago, we got Bro, literally 2 weeks ago, which is one huge life change in itself. But the other life change, we got a house. So we're moving and not bought. We're renting, obviously. But
okay, never mind.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Jim.
I'm not sure he's going to make
the
roster.
Wait, hold on. What does this mean, obviously? We're obviously
we're
not
the team,
buying.
So we're not going to buy.
We obviously have no idea if my husband could be the starting quarterback and stick.
Cam Newton's here. We're going to obviously rent.
So here you go. Those are the two opposing feelings. I'm renting, not buying, obviously. And I'm Cam Newton. I'm the effing starter. Which guy do you want leading the team, Zoe? The guy who rents or the guy who comes in and acts like he owns the whole building?
Gets driven into the stadium.
I'll take the guy with the driver.
I'd like to have a driver.
I'll take the dude getting driven to the stadium.
Instead of the guy driving while she's doing the video? Because
yes.
She's in the passenger seat.
Yes!
All right.
All right. You want the guy driving her around or the guy who's being driven around? Who do you want?
I want the guy being driven.
Who would Zoe be? Who would Zoe be, by the way? Who are you closer to?
I'm more Lou Newton-like.
Of course you are!
Yeah, flashing. Yeah. Yeah, flash. Flash.
No, not just flash. Yeah, you carry yourself.
Corvette and sunglasses.
Confident.
Cocky. Showing up.
Confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Gargoyles.
Is what
Jim.
It is.
Metallic gargoyles.
I've heard the stories. Your wife has told me the stories about laughing at the other wives who were buying homes while she sat there and laughed at them about how they wouldn't make
she
your team.
She had fights in the stands.
Yes, it was great. They're great
Parker's.
Stories.
Jay Parker's wife.
She's told me. She's like,
we're
please.
Buying a wife. She says,
oh, you're buying a house? Why?
Why?
I know about those stories.
I just gave her a big kiss when I got home. Smooching time. Yep. Yeah, you can get good stuff this week. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you're buying a house? Really? For what? What are you buying a house for?
What do you want to own real estate and rent it out? We'll come over and take a look at it. I might rent it.
I hope you keep that real estate agent on speed dial.
You think Stidham wants to be closer to the stadium because do you think she's the kind that just doesn't stop talking? Like, we kind of like, hello, this is going to happen next, and this is going to happen there, and then this is going to happen. That he's like, I'm going to go get a workout in the stadium. I'm going to go watch film.
We got to get to the unboxing. We got more packages. How many do we have back there today, Jim?
Three packages and an envelope.
Three packages and an envelope for Jim today. We will get to
envelope
those.
Addressed to Bertrand and Zola.
That's
not
very
Zola
nice. Good show. We'll open those packages for Jim's office next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub from our Town Fair Tire studios, also on NBC Sports Boston.
Sports Hub.
Our simulcast. We have a new intro for the unboxing.
I heard this. I haven't
heard it yet. I heard about it.
Well, who made it?
Josh.
Oh, boy.
So, with that being the case, we thought we'd have to listen to it for the first time and have a listen. Hmm. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Stern.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size box you put an animal in.
That's pretty damn good.
Boy, wow. He got better. He got so much better.
Holy crap.
Not going to need roads where we're going.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I like the intro.
That
and
is.
I like Jim's face on a baby. I like it all.
That's good.
Kudos.
That's really good. Bravo.
You don't learn that stuff at CSB.
No. Wow, that is excellent.
I'm going to pop some tags.
All right, Fowler. If Hardy were here, we'd play the Fowler sound effect.
Tom and I have been trying to figure out what's the perfect song to do this.
That, we couldn't, right there.
That's perfect. That's the perfect choice.
There it is.
Popping presents.
There it is.
Popping tags.
There it is. Yeah. Wow, nice work, Fowler. Good work, dude. That's awesome.
Excellent. Stuff.
All right, so we're going to play that now from now on. It's, again, we're 36 shells.
Think Hardy will like it?
I think Hardy will like it.
I don't really care.
Hardy's
not here.
That miserable prick when it comes to anyone else doing production.
Ideas to tweak it a little.
Of course he will. He can't just listen to something and say it's great. No, he's got to make it Hardy. All right, let's get to it. This, again, for the 36 shelves in Jim's office, all of them 5.5 inches tall, all originally designed for compact discs. And we are filling up the shelves with your generous donations to the shelves. Jim Louth, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125. What do we got today?
I'm sorry for spelling Hopkinton wrong yesterday. I spelled it the Rhode Island way and not the Massachusetts way
I-N-G?
On Twitter when I was thanking people.
Is there a Hopkinton, Rhode Island, too?
With a G.
Oh.
The one in Mass doesn't have a G.
It doesn't have a G.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
Two boxes, a padded envelope, and a real envelope. What do you want to open first?
The envelopes intrigue me. I don't know why.
My mom and dad always said, you'll open envelopes first out of respect.
Right. Oh,
got to read the card first.
Respect. Right.
Gary and Beverly sends this.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Gary. Thanks, Gary. Hi.
Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate that, Gary.
Two tickets to the annual Packers shareholder meeting.
From what year?
2019, July 24, 2019.
Excellent, I like that.
That's good.
Strange.
Two tickets for admission to the Packers shareholder meeting.
Packers need to do a better job of giving tickets. I mean, this is just paper.
See, that to me is so random that it's perfect.
I like it. I have to get something to put this
What
in
if on. I give you like an old Taylor Swift stub or something?
That could be
neat.
Something to put up there.
Oh.
That could be.
I have tickets to the All-Star game.
Which one?
The 99. Box seats.
It's nice. You went to that?
Yeah.
I was there the Sunday
with,
for the Harrington. Celebrity game.
I'm buddy with Harrington's kid.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I went to the Futures game on Sunday.
At least Zoe's watching baseball this season.
I'm into baseball.
Zoe's a huge baseball fan.
Big baseball guy all of a sudden. I love it. I love the new Zoe. All right, that's cool. Next.
Right, going boxes or padded envelope?
One more padded envelope.
All right.
Respect.
From Dave in Warwick.
Dave, he mailed it from Warwick to here. You could have picked it up on the way in.
Could have picked it up at his house.
He could have just went to your house. Why don't you just give the address? Yeah,
let me just give out your home address, too, while we're at it.
Guys will go swimming in Jim's pool.
All right. And the item is...
Enjoy the random Pats memorabilia, Dave.
Okay, I like that. I like which direction we're going here.
It's in a bag. I see some like a pom-pom.
It's a Vincent Brisby rookie card.
Ooh, I like this one.
What is it?
Well, the pom-pom. Grand opening of Gillette Stadium pom-pom.
I had one of those. I had one of those, and then I moved out of my house, and I think my dad threw them out.
Does it say CMGI Field on
those? Pats versus Steelers.
It has the Steelers helmet on it, too, the two helmets,
Fleet
I think.
Advertising
what's on
the
can you flip it over? Does that, what's it got on there?
Fleet Bank.
Patriots, Steelers.
Yeah, Fleet Bank.
And then it's got the Fleet.
Those are nice.
That's nice. I probably have that somewhere, too.
That's a good one. I like that. That's a good item.
That's the Donald Hayes. Was that game when he had that long touchdown?
They won that one.
John Stevens. Looks like a rookie card.
Oh, John Stevens.
Yeah, John Stevens. Rookie card. Autographed.
Thief.
Autographed.
Big money guy.
God rest.
Took all the Cokes out of the, all the Cokes and Diet Cokes and mixed with liquor at home out of our little tub thing we had. Donnie Brocher had a lock on it. He filled it up with all the sodas. John Stevens comes in with a gym bag. And puts them all in. And I'm like, hey, what the hell are you doing? And Brocher comes out. You can't take those. It's for the team. He goes, I'll take what I want, okay? Shut the F up. I'll knock you out. Took them all home. He takes them home. Mix them with that Crown and liquor at home.
The cheap bastard couldn't afford his own
cheap
cans
bastard.
Of Coke?
It's like Howie Carr was taking the toilet paper and paper towels out of the Entercom building.
Do you know what he once did when I was an intern at EEI?
What'd he do?
He stole cases of beverages.
The coffee.
Out of Jimmy Stewart's office.
Yeah.
Some
people have kleptomaniac
It was
tendencies.
The Dale and Hawley office at the time.
Oh, my God.
He took
right.
cases of vitamin water right out the door. They just disappeared. Jimmy accused them. Jimmy was like, that's how he got.
I saw him go down the hallway with rolls of toilet paper and paper towels out of the kitchen.
Unbelievable.
Millionaire.
And
no wonder why they have such nice things.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying for toilet paper and paper towels and drinks. Maybe we should learn from that.
John Stevens. He was an angry man.
Best item of them all, though. 1995 Patriots tractor trailer matchbox.
Oh, like nice. That. That's nice.
I had one of those.
That might be my favorite item to come in so far.
That's nice.
That's cool.
That's going to take up a lot of shelf space.
I like it, though. That's a sweet item.
You put that right next to that Zamboni.
That's cool.
Got to keep it in the box, though, right?
Still? Oh, don't you dare open that.
See, what did I tell you when the Patriots rolled that tractor trailer through the streets of Boston and New York this spring? I said, put that in a Hess truck form that you can buy in the pro shop.
I got to call Jim Nolan and tell him to do that.
I told them.
He'll get it done. You'd sell a ton of those.
Patriots tractor trailer on sale.
Wouldn't keep it in. You know what you can do, too? Get little tiny masks and put them in the back. Little boxes of tiny masks.
Boxes of N95s.
Yeah. And then you get the security guard, like the little soldiers.
I'd buy that toy for my kids.
Right.
All right, two boxes.
Patriots tractor trailer.
Francis and Worcester.
Oh, Francis.
Worcester guy. This is going to be
Line good. Up, Francis.
Worcester guy.
Nope.
What?
It doesn't. Well, that was the name on the return address. But this says Sue P. from Spencer because everyone loves elephants.
Everyone loves elephants. So what's the elephant item?
Bubble wrap says fragile.
Oh.
Maybe you got a tusk.
Okay.
No, it's an elephant.
Just like a toy elephant?
Yeah.
It's
heavy. It's like a paperweight.
Like it.
You don't need people to
I like
said,
it. It's random and
sharks,
I like it.
Sharks. In.
I have liked all the items today. I don't know about you, McCone. I'm loving everything so far. This is the best day yet.
One more box.
Elephant. Great. Everybody, who hates elephants? Who doesn't like an elephant?
That's true.
That's a great point being made there by Sue.
From Darren in Milford, New Hampshire. Yeah, Milford, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This feels like a football helmet.
What do we got? It's a mini helmet.
No note. LV, Las Vegas. Is this like an original?
Let's see.
I gotta. This is a lot of shrink wrap on here.
A lot of shrink wrap. Made sure it was well packaged.
It's not the Vegas Raiders.
We appreciate that.
Oh, is that XFL?
No, it's the. It's probably the Indoor Arena League team they had there. The Las Vegas Bombers, were they?
Lots of shrink wrap.
Can I play with it?
We have to go to headlines here to open this up because. This is not going to open anytime soon.
Okay.
All right. McCone headlines. Jim continues to open.
We got to talk to Jim Judd Surratt coming up too. After Jim,
I got to pick his brain.
Opens that. Is it the Las Vegas Locos? What are we dealing with over there?
I'll go.
What is it, Jim?
Las Vegas Outlaws or the Loco. XFL?
Outlaws. It's an XFL helmet.
The new XFL or the old XFL?
The old one, probably.
The old one.
Yeah, because that would be
2001.
Hate me. Wait a minute.
He hate me.
I like that. All right. Let's get to headlines. Here's McCone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.